Hi, welcome to the new Daf Yomi, the 13th cycle of the Daf Yomi. Here we go, we're starting from Brachas Beis Amud Aleph. Meim Asaykor Neshma Ba'arvim, for when is the appropriate time to reach Shema at night? Misha Shehakohanim Nichnasim L'Kol B'Trumasan. From the time when the Kohanim enter in to eat their Truma, meaning after having become Tameh, they need to go to the Mikvah, and then they need to wait for the passage of night. So the point is, that time when night has set, that's the time you could daven Shema, Ad Sof HaShmura Rishonah, until the end of the first watch, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara will later get into what these watches are. Chachamim Amrim Ad Chatzos. Chachamim say you have until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Shile Amar HaShachar. You have until daybreak. There was a Maisa Shabo Banav Mesa Misha. There was a story where the children of Rabbi Gamliel came back late from a party, and they said to their father, Lo Karinu Eshma. They said, we didn't read the Shema yet, right? Is it okay for us still to read the Shema? He said to them, Im Amar Lahem, Im Lo Ale Amud HaShachar, Chayvim Ten Likros. If daybreak has not hit yet, then you are obligated to read the Shema. Below Zul Bilvad. And not only that, said Rabbi Gamliel, Amru, Ela Kol Masha Amru Chum Ad Chatzos, whatever the Chum said until midnight, really mitzvahs and Ad Shil Amud HaShachar. You really have until daybreak. For example, Hekter Chalavim Beivarim, which is not really from the rabbis, but it illustrates the point. The burning of the fats of the Korbanos and the limbs of the Korban Ola, whose blood was sprinkled that day, but still you didn't get a chance to burn them yet in the Mizbeach. It's one of the things you could do still at night. Mitzvah san ad shila amud hashachar. The mitzvah to burn them on the Mizbeach continues until daybreak. V'chol ha-nechalam li-yom echad. And however, and yeah, by the way, we ask you to do it by midnight. V'chol ha-nechalam li-yom echad. And any korban which gives you one day to eat it, for example, a toda, a chatas, or an asham, mitzvah san ad shila amud hashachar. The mitzvah, the time to eat them, continues until daybreak. Im kein, if that's the case, that the mitzvah goes until daybreak, lama amru chacham ad chatzos, why did the chacham put a break in the time of kriya shema or in the eating of kachim? Why did they put it till midnight? Kedei laharchik adam in an avera, to distance a person from doing an avera, right? If we give them too much time, they might become lazy, and therefore they might miss the time and violate by kachim, they might stall the eating, and by accident they'll come to eat it after los hashachar, and for example, in that case, it would be a chi of karis. So the Gemara asks, Tana hechachai de getani me'e masai, where'd the Mishnah get off to even ask from when do we begin saying Shema? Tell me first that I have to say Shema. Maishna Vatsu, and furthermore, second question, Maishna Natani Ba'arvis Bereisha. Why is it any different that we learn first the Marav at night? Listen to Shachris Bereisha. Mention the morning first. Usually one hits the morning first. They wake up and there's the day starts at the morning. Tana Ekrakai. So the Tana, the author of the Mishnah, goes in the Pasuk where we learn the obligation of Kriya Shema. It says, Dichtiv B'shach B'chav Kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up. Vahachi Ktani. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. Zman Kriya Shema D'shchiva. The time of the Kriya Shema D'shchiva, which we learn from the Pasuk B'shach B'cha, Amos, when does it begin? Mishasha Kohanim Nechachim Zimchol B'Trumasa. From the time the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. So that also answers the second question. So Iba Yaseimas, if you want, I could say another answer onto the second question. Yalif Mibriyasa Shalom. The Tana learns is continuing off of the creation of the world. Dichti Vayer Vayivokar Yom Echad. And it was night and it was day, one day. Meaning you start with the night because the Pasuk tells you that Erev is the beginning of the halachic day. If that's the case, that we should begin with the dinim of the night, the dinim of the Erev, then Seifa Diktani, later on in the Perek, when we get further along in the Mishnah, it tells us, B'Shachar, in the morning, the Kriyashma, Shachris, you Mavarech Shtaim Lefnecha, you make two brachas before the Kriyashma, V'Achas Lecharel, and you make one bracha after the Kriyashma, Uba Erev, in the Kriyashma at night, Mavarech Shtaim Lefnecha, two brachas before the Kriyashma, U'Shtaim Lecharel, and two afterwards. So why over there do they start with the brachas of Kriyashma on that topic? They started with the morning, listening to Aris Bereshit. So they started with the topic of the night Kriyashma first. So the Gemara answers, Tana Pasach Ba'arvis. No, because our Mishnah began with night. Then it goes over into day. Hadu Tani B'Shachris. Once it's on the topic of day, Adikai B'Shachris, it explained Perish Mila D'Shachris. It discussed the brachas pertaining to the Shema of Shachris. And then it went back, Hadar Parish Mila D'Arvis, went back to talking about the night. Okay, next piece in the Gemara. Amar Mar, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasim L'chol B'Trumasan, from the time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. So the Gemara asks, Michti, let's see, Kohanim Amos Ka'achli, when is it mutter for the Kohanim who dipped in the mikvah, when is it mutter for them to eat the Truma? Mishas Tesa Kochavim, at the moment of the stars out. So listen, let it say straight out, the time is Mishas Tesa Kochavim. What do you give me this weird time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma? Just say when the stars are out. So the point is, because we wanted to learn, Milsa Agiv Orche Kamashwan, the Mishnah wanted to teach us something incident as well, to learn another lesson that has to do with the Taharas of the Kohanim. By Kriyashma, it's Mutter from Tzeisa Kochavim, and Kohanim Emas Ka'achli, and so too the Kohanim who became Tahor from their Tuma. When are they allowed to eat their Truma? So Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim, at the moment when the stars are out. Baha Kamashmalan, then what's the Chiddush that we learn from the Mishnah? The Kapara Lo Ma'akva. The Chiddush is that the Kapara, meaning the bringing of their Korban, that is not Ma'akev. Ketanya, because you learn in a brisa, uba hashemesh v'taher, that when the sun comes, v'taher, and there is tahara, and then you could eat from the kachim. So what does it mean when the sun comes? Bias shimsho, meaning the coming of the sun into its appropriate place, the setting of it. Ma'ak v'so malachol metruma. That's what causes the kohen who is tamei unable to eat his truma. But it's not the kapara, but not the bringing of the korban, which is ma'ak v'so malachol truma, which prevents him from eating the truma. That is to say, if he goes to the mikvah that day, so once nightfall hits, he could then eat the truma, even though he hasn't brought his korban yet. Korban is needed for him to be able to eat kachim, sanctified, sacrificial stuff. But as far as the truma itself, that's not. He doesn't need the kapar. He doesn't need to bring the korban for that. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Mimaida hai, how do you know you learn from the, that's the explanation of the pasuk, Ubo HaShemesh means Bias Shemsho, the setting of the sun. Bahai V'taher, Tahar Yom, maybe Bo HaShemesh means the sun rise, the morning. And V'taher means Tahar Yom, the day. Right? The day has passed. Maybe that's what it means. And therefore, then, they're going to be mutter and achilas truma. Dilma bias oruhu, maybe the coming of the sun. Run now into beis and beis. Umay v'tahar, tahar gavra. And that's when he achieves tahara. Meaning, maybe it's not nightfall. Maybe it's the next morning. So the Gemara answers as follows. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila. Im kein, if the kavana of the pasuk is that it's following the action of the human being, that after his bringing of his korban, his mutter and truma, then lema kred, and let the pasuk say, v'yitahir, he should become tahar. The person should do an action which makes him metahir. My v'tahir, what is the word v'tahir, which would indicate less of the human role, but rather some passage role. Rather it means tahar yoma, the day itself is bringing the tahara. And that's not what makes the person, rather it's done on its own. Kada amri inchi, arev shimsha ve'at ger yome. Right, as a person says normally, the sun sets, v'idake yoma, and the day itself passes, the day itself switches over. Mamarava in Eretz Yisrael, ha derav barav shina lo shmailu. They didn't hear the words of Rav Barav Shila in his explanation of the pasuk. Ubo lomiboy, and therefore they were unsure. Hi, uba ashemesh, those words, uba ashemesh, is it referring to bias shimsho, sunset, or umay v'taher? And then what does it mean when it says v'taher? Tahar yoma? Does it mean that the yom, the day passed? Or does it mean v'taher, meaning bias orahu? It means the next morning. Umay v'taher. And when it says v'taher, does it mean taher gavra, that the tamei person becomes tahor by bringing his korban? Bahadar pashtu lemi briyasa. And then afterwards, they solve their suffix based on the brisa. That from the ketani brisa, from the fact that brisa says the following, by the time of kriyashma, from when the kohanim enter into eat their truma, a hint for that is tseisa kochavim, you see from there, bias shimsho, it's the pasuk, meaning the brisa itself is shedding light on what the pasuk was referring to. Bias shimsho, it means the sun setting, umay v'taher tahar yoma, the day is complete and night is now beginning. Okay, Amar Mar, we learned in the Mishnah the time of Kriya Shema is Mishasha Kohanim Nichnechsim Lachol B'Trumasan. So the Gemara asks, Ramina, I'll point you to a contradiction from the Raisa, Me'ema Saikorin Shema Ba'arvin, from when do we read the Shema at night? Misha'a Ani, when the poor person who doesn't have a candle to light anything in his house, Nichnas Lechol Pito Melech, enters into his home to eat bread, presumably while it's still a little bit day so he could see. Until when could you read the Shema? Ad shash omer li pater mitoch sudaso. Until he gets up to leave, finishing his meal. So Haseifa, the end of the Braisa, which said the end of time for Kriya Shema, that we know vaday pali gamas nisa. It's definitely arguing on our Mishnah, because that time is none of the three shitas in the Mishnah. But the Reisha, the first time, where it said that the poor person, when he enters into his house, mi lema pligias masnisan, is that also arguing on the opinions of the Mishnah? Where we said the times when the Kohanim go in to eat the Truma. Are those two times different? When the poor person goes to eat and when the Kohanim go in to eat the Truma. So the Gemara says, lo, the end doesn't necessarily have to argue with their Mishnah, because the Ani enters to eat his bread, the Kohen, and the time where the Kohen is mutter in eating Truma, maybe it's Chad Shir, maybe it's one time. So the Gemara said, V'raminu, so I have a kasha for you on the Braisa then. And from another Braisa, Me'ema, so I machil in the Kriya Shema Arvis. From when did you begin reading the Kriya Shema at nighttime? Misha, shebnei adim nichnasim l'chol pita and be'erve Shabbosis. From the time when people come in to enter to eat their bread, Erev Shabbos, which is obviously much earlier. So we say, Divra Meir, that's our Meir. Chacham say, Mishasha Kohanim Zakayim Nechlem L'Trumasim. In the time the Kohanim are able to eat their Truma. And a similar Davar, to know when that is, that's Seisa Kochavim, that stars out. Afal Pi She'ein Raya Davar, even though there's no explicit proof to the matter that it's Seis. However, there is a Zeichel Davar. There is sort of a hint to it. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, it says that, V'nachnu Osim B'malacha, V'chetzia Machzikim B'ramachim, right? We who are doing our malacha and we are still holding on to our spears. Ma'alas ha-shachar, it's from daybreak until nightfall. We do our work from daybreak until nightfall. That's the work day. V'omer. And the pasuk, additional pasuk says, v'hayilanu ha-layla mishmar. And the night itself was a mishmar, was a watch over our enemies. V'hayom malacha. And the day to do work in the building of the wall. My v'omer, why does the Brisa bring a additional pasuk? Since they did a malacha until tseisa kochavim, it's clear that that's the day. So the Gemara says, no, v'chitem, because you could say, miki arva shim shalelu, maybe from sunset already the night begins. V'inu demachashchi umakdami. And therefore, the reason is that if they worked from olas ha-shachar until tseisa kochavim, it's because they began already what's previous to the day, and they finished after the closing of the day. Therefore, tashma v'hayalanu halayla, Mishmar b'hayom malacha, told you that they worked exactly one day, 1 24-hour period, and therefore tseisa kochavim, up until tseisa kochavim, is still considered day. So the Gemara says, what exactly was the question we had on the answer of the poor person and the kohen that it's one shear? Kasalka daitcha, because I would have thought to say da'ani that a poor person who goes in to eat his bread every day, upnei adam who enter eat to eat their bread erev Shabbos, that's the same time. Meaning maybe that's the same time, when the poor person eats and when the regular person eats Erev Shabbos, right? Since they both need to preempt, eat a little bit earlier. V'i amar, and if you say the ani who goes and eats his bread every day and the kohen who's mutter nachilas truma, if we say that is one shear, like we tried to suggest before, so then you have a question. Chachamim who say from the time of the kohanim are zocha to eat in their truma, then that's the same exact thing as Rav Meir, who says, Meshasher b'nei adam oklin be'ar ve'shabasas. So then where is their point of distinction? There are obviously some machlokas there. Elishmamina, the ani who eats every day, shir l'chu, that's one time. And when the kohen is mutan achilas truma, that's a shir l'chu, that's another time. And therefore the first brisa, which said this man kriyashma is from the time when the ani eats, must be arguing on the Mishnah, which says, Meshasher kohenim mutarim b'truma. So the Gemara says, no. Ani v'kohen, maybe it's the same time. And therefore, the first brisa which says Mishasha Ani isn't arguing on the Mishnah which says Mishasha Kohanim. Va'ani ubnei adam leav chad shiurhu. They're not the same shiur. So the question is, va'ani v'kohen chad shiur, are they really one shiur? V'raminu. But I'll point to you a question from the brisa. Me'em asai matchil nekor kriyash ma'bar. From the point that we begin reading Shema at night, another time here is Mishash shekadash hayom ba'arve shabasas. At the time when it becomes aser to do malacha erev Shabbos, right? Which is bein hashmashos, twilight, where it's safek yom, safek laila. Div Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Shua says, Misha shekohanim mitaharin lachol betruma, which we already said is tseis. Rabbi Meir says, Misha shekohanim tovlin lachol betruma. So the time when the kohanim go dip to eat their truma. That's before bein hashmashos, that's before twilight. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, Ahalo kohanim modyom, but they dip all still day. So it's before Bein Hashmashos. It's Mamish Yom. How could you read the Shema of night then? So Rabbi Chanina says, Mishash ani nichnas lechol pito melech, from a time when the poor person goes in to eat his bread dipped in salt. Rabbi Chai ba'amrila, and some say Rabbi Chai Acha says, Mishash rov bnei adam nichasim lahasev, from the time when the majority of people enter to recline for their eating. Okay, for their eating, meaning probably during the weekday when they do that. So the Gemara explains, what was the question on the answer that the Ani and the Kohen are one shear? Ia mars Ani v'Kohen chad shear hu, so Rabbi Chanina, who said from the time when the Ani enters to eat his bread, Hainu, that's the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua, right? Meaning that's Mishasha Kohanim mitarim lachol b'trumasa. Elash lav shmamina, you hear, see from here, Shira de Ani lachud, the time for the poor person is one time, and Shir de Kohen lachud, that's another time. Therefore, the first brisa, which said the time for eating Kriya Shema is from the time when the Ani eats, that argues in the Mishnah, who said from the time when the Kohanim is Mutter and Truma, shmamina. So, Haimineo, which between Haimineo Meuchar, which one's later, meaning the Ani or the Kohen? So, Mistabra de Ani Meuchar, makes sense that the poor person is later than the Kohen. Because if you want to say the Ani is earlier than the Kohen, and we know the Kohen is Tesa Kochavim, then Rabbi Chanina, who said from the time when the Ani goes in to eat, which is a little bit before Tseis, then that's the same exact thing as Rabbi Eliezer, who said from Mishah Shekida Shayom, Be'erve Shabbosos. So, Elalab Shmamina, you got to see from here, the Ani Meuchar, the poor person is later than the Kohen, and he eats a little bit after Tseis, Shmamina. Amar, we learn from the Raisa, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir, v'hala kohanim v'yamim tolim. But they dip while it's still day. How could they read Kriya Shema of nighttime? They still didn't have the time of laying down yet. It's got to be Zman Shechiva, Shach b'cha. So Shapir kamar le. Rabbi Yehuda asked well to Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir going to answer? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir hanchi kamar le. This is what he'll answer to Rabbi Yehuda. Mi savris da'anas abena shema shadach kamina. Do you think that you are talking, that I was talking about according to your Bein HaShemashos, which already began, your twilight begins at sunset, and therefore there's a lot of time between Bein HaShemashos until Tzeis, and therefore anyone who dips before Bein HaShemashos, you're right, he's going to be dipping while it's still day. No, Ana Abein HaShemash Rabbi Yossi Kamina, I was understanding within the twilight definition of Rabbi Yossi, famous Rabbi Yossi, who says, the Bein HaShemashos, it lasts keherafayan, like the blink of an eye. Ze Nichnas, this goes in the day, and the day goes out. The Laila, the night enters, and the day yotze. Ve'i efshel la'amad alav. You can't know exactly, pinpoint when it is. And since Bein HaShemashos is such a small amount of time before it says, it begins already at that moment is this man shchiva, and therefore you could already begin the Kriya Shema al Arvis. So we have Kashid Rav Meir. We now go on to Gimel Amid Aleph. Kashid Rav Meir, Rav Meir. We now have a Kashid Rav Meir from this Brisa on his words that were brought in the Brisa above. So we say here is talking about over, meaning the problem is as follows. Over here is Mishasha Kohanim Tovim L'Chol B'Trumasan, which is before Bein HaShemashos, and over there above we said Mishasha Bnei Adam Nichnasim L'Chol Pitam Be'Erve Shavasos. And that can't be the same time. That can't be the same time. Because then what turns out is Rav Meir is going to be saying the same time like Rav Achai in the Braisa, who said, Rov b'nei adam nichnasim lahasev. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Trei Tanai Aliv de Meir. It's two Tanayim, Balei Braisas, who are arguing, what's the Shita of Rav Meir? So the Gemara asks, Kasha de Rav Elazar, de Rav Elazar. You now have a Kasha from Rav Elazar and Rav Elazar, because the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because in the Braisa, he said, Mishasha Kidesh Hayom Be'erve Shabbosos. In the Mishnah, he said, like the Kantanakama, Mishasha Kwanim Nechasim L'Chol B'Trumasan. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanai Aliba de Rav Elazar. It's two Tanai and Balei Braisa, so arguing, what's the Shita of Rav Elazar? V'ibai Yisem, if you like, I could say that Reisha Lav Rav Elazar he. The Reisha, the Mishnah, who was explaining when you read the Shema, that wasn't like Rav Elazar. And therefore, when it says Div Rav Elazar, it wasn't speaking about the Reisha when you read, rather, was going on the Seifa until how long can you read? Okay, that stops our opening daf.